Live from the No Panic Zone, I am Steve Gerrit. It is January the 20th. It's Wednesday, 2021. Good to have you here. I am America's voice for freedom of speech is an essential activity. Thank you for being part of it. Here are three big things you need to know. The richest man in the world has plenty of concerns about the lesser billionaires beneath him and their attacks on freedom of speech. We'll talk about Elon Musk. Number two, lots of fun facts about the inauguration of the president, like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and even Barack Obama, yes. Plus, number one, the countdown to the Biden administration down to just a few hours now. President Trump set to leave Joint Base Andrews in about an hour. We'll look at that. But I want to share a couple of other things with you today. The documents, the 10,000 pages I've been telling you about, and John Solomon's been on the program about, apparently John has them in his possession. Because now we have the Steele 27 FBI debriefing in PDF form. We've got notes of the FBI interview of Steele 2017 in PDF form. It's all available at justthenews.com. John Solomon writing these things. What we found out is that Steele followed what his client wanted. He said he had two clients, the FBI and Hillary Clinton. In the end, because they hated Trump so much, he says he went with the client over the FBI. Steele and his partner, Christopher Burroughs, even suggested the FBI deserves some of the blame for the decision to leak the news to the media and Senator John McCain's office. Quote, Steele and Burroughs described the overall situation as being one where it was your FBI's fault and our fault, according to the memo, adding that Burroughs was also upset that the FBI had not paid Steele for his anti-Trump work. He was mad because the FBI had not paid Christopher Steele for doing the dirty work of Hillary Clinton in the lead up to the 2016 election. Steele and Burroughs described President Trump as their main opponent. The most explosive revelation, the primary subsource was introduced to Steele and Orbis by Fiona Hill in around 2011. Fiona Hill, one of the witnesses at the impeachment of President Trump in early 2020. The report stated, emphasizing the sensitivity, Steele explained that Hill now worked for the National Security Council. Hill has a very high opinion of the primary subsource. They were all in it together. One big dirty mess, and they're all in it together. The president did have a going away message for the American people recorded and distributed yesterday. No farewell address, so we'll have to settle for what we have here. We're going to go to bite number two here, talking about some of the things the president accomplished in his 4 years in office. Listen in, bite two.
And perhaps most importantly of all, with nearly $3 trillion, we fully rebuilt the American military, all made in the USA. We launched the first new branch of the United States Armed Forces in 75 years, the Space Force. And last spring, I stood at Kennedy Space Center in Florida and watched as American astronauts returned to space on American rockets for the first time in many, many years. We revitalized our alliances and rallied the nations of the world to stand up to China like never before. We obliterated the ISIS caliphate and ended the wretched life of its founder and leader, al-Baghdadi. We stood up to the oppressive Iranian regime and killed the world's top terrorist, Iranian butcher Qasem Soleimani. We recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. As a result of our bold diplomacy and principled realism, we achieved a series of historic peace deals in the Middle East. Nobody believed it could happen. The Abraham Accords opened the doors to a future of peace and harmony, not violence and bloodshed. It is the dawn of a new Middle East, and we are bringing our soldiers home. I am especially proud to be the first president in decades who has started no new war.
No new wars. No new wars. First time in my lifetime a president has left office having begun no new wars. And instead trying to bring soldiers home from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. I commend the president. I say thank you, President Trump, for all you did for us. We may not have always agreed, but we know you were fighting for us, and we appreciate the efforts put forth. I do, anyway. By the way, you're going to be told by the mainstream media, if you pay attention to those sources, that President Trump is leaving office with the lowest approval rating of any president in history. It's a lie. It's a lie. Richard Nixon left with a lower approval rating. And Donald Trump is leaving with an approval rating of 51%, according to Scott Rasmussen and the Rasmussen surveys, which, by the way, was one of only three or four polling companies that should even be allowed to do such work in the future. The polls you're hearing from Politico and CNN and elsewhere, were wrong again in 2020, even more wrong than they were in 2016. A dismal failure. These polls were a dismal failure. And the ones that say, well, Donald Trump only has a 35% approval rating. Yeah, they've got Democrats weighted 12 points higher than they do Republicans. And they have Republicans weighted too low, independents weighted too low. It's ridiculous. 51% the approval rating. Half of America voted for the president. They would again today. They would again today. That, my friends, is the truth. And a month from now, that number is going to be a lot larger. Trust me on that. Meanwhile, I've got a question about Elon Musk. Elon Musk, now the richest man in the world, right? Owns Tesla and SpaceX, the richest man in the world. And he says that big tech being the de facto arbiter of free speech is wrong, flat out wrong. After Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and others banned Donald Trump and many other voices from their platforms. He said the difference between big tech banning hate speech and the speech they hate is monumental. It's not hate speech. It's just things that they hate to hear. We live in America where free speech is an essential activity. It's a cornerstone of who we are. And yes, I realize I'm a target here because I don't go along with the mainstream ideology of the left, which is not necessarily mainstream, but it is left. Because I'm not lockstep with a progressive agenda, I'm in danger. My voice is in danger of being silenced. The fairness doctrine is a misnomer. The fairness doctrine is anything but fair. It's an effort that's been put forth for a quarter century to silence voices like my own, to silence talk radio, to silence conservative commentators on television or radio, and certainly on the internet. The fairness doctrine will be pushed by the FCC. You look for that to happen within 30 days. And it's pushed by Barack Obama, who claimed the media environment is what fueled the attack on the Capitol January the 6th. It was the media environment. And when he says that, he's blaming anybody who is a conservative, who has a voice, who has a platform anywhere. And make no mistake, it feels to me like Barack Obama is back in charge. Look at the people in the administration, Jen Psaki, Susan Rice. They're all Obama's players surrounding Joe Biden. Is Joe Biden really in charge? Well, thankfully not yet, but that time is coming close. These are the good old days. Remember that. You'll look back someday and say, man, it was good then. Keep fighting. Keep the faith. Do not give in. Do not give up. Speak your voice. God bless you. You're an American. Be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ... We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya, boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Calling all Bridge Card holders. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? It's smart to buy locally grown produce because as time passes, fruits and vegetables lose some of their nutritional value. The quicker it can get from the farmer's field to your dinner table, the better. It's also more affordable to buy produce in season. The freshest, healthiest produce is available now at your local farmers market. And many Michigan farmers markets now accept Bridge Cards, making it easier for more families to make the healthy choice. Learn more at MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.